This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva initiates vaccination campaign against typhoid. Newly appointed Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Sharma Koirala takes oath of office and secrecy. Nepal Telecommunication Authority directs service providers to tighten sales and distribution of SIM and RIM cards. And G7 nations condemn Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Govinda Sharma Koirala, today. Minister Koirala took the oath at a special ceremony organized at the office of the President in Sital Nivas. Earlier today, President Bhandari appointed Koirala as Law Minister on the recommendation of Prime Minister Deva. Minister Koirala has assumed his office today itself. Meanwhile, Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru, who had been looking after the portfolio of the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, has been appointed and assigned the portfolio of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies. Prime Minister Sirwad Deva initiated the typhoid vaccination campaign amidst a function organized at Darbar High School at Rani Pokhari in Kathmandu today. The vaccination campaign is to be rolled out throughout the country from tomorrow till the 1st of May. The typhoid vaccination program will also be included in the regular national immunization program. Under the program, children between the ages of 15 months to 15 years will be administered the vaccines against typhoid. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva said the country would become successful in typhoid control program like in controlling COVID-19. The Prime Minister said around 7.5 million children would be administered the vaccines against typhoid as part of the campaign. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Birodh Khatira said Nepal has achieved exemplary success in the prevention and control of COVID-19 infection. Minister Khatira claimed that Nepal was the first country in South Asia to launch a vaccination campaign against typhoid. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Birodh Khatira has said that the coordination and cooperation of all sides were necessary for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Launching the multi-sectoral action plan for prevention and control of non-communicable diseases organized at the ministry today, Health Minister Khatiwara expressed that the action plan would be enforced in an effective way for improving the health of the citizens. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bussal, has appealed to the private sector to help build Nepal a prosperous nation. Inaugurating the second annual General Assembly of the Lalitpur Chamber of Commerce and Industry today, Minister Bussal reminded of the government's goal for economic development by forging a partnership between the government and private sector. The Nepal Telecommunication Authority has directed the service providers to tighten the sales and distribution of SIM and RIM cards. The instruction by the telecommunication regulatory body came in the wake of complaints received regarding the indiscriminate distribution of the SIM and RIM cards by the service providers. Issuing a notice today, the Nepal Telecommunication Authority instructed the service providers to distribute the SIM and RIM cards only after following proper procedures and verifying the details of the service seekers. Similarly, the service seekers are also urged to purchase SIM and RIM cards on the basis of their genuine details. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The CPN UML has drawn the attention of the Election Commission to the Election Code of Conduct issued for the upcoming local level elections. Submitting a 6-point memorandum to Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia today, CPN UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel urged the Commission to revise some provisions of the Code of Conduct. He argued that it would be a violation of freedom of expression as some provisions of the Election Code of Conduct ban the production of election materials and their publicity on social media. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Foreign ministers from G7 nations have condemned what they call Russia's brutal war in Ukraine after meeting with their Ukrainian counterpart. In a statement, the G7 ministers said massacres carried out in Bucha and other parts of Ukraine were severe violations of international law. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on countries in the West to bring Russia to justice by banning imports of Russian oil and blocking its banks from the international finance system. In an address to Greek lawmakers, Ukrainian President Zelensky argued that Russia and any other potential aggressors will lose if they blackmail Europe with economic and energy crisis. Likewise, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleva has called on NATO member states to provide Kyiv with more weaponry as it faces down Russia's offensive. Meantime, Russia's Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin has said attempts to isolate Russia from the global economy will fail despite Western powers ruling out further sanctions on Moscow. The Russian Prime Minister admitted the country was facing its most difficult situation in 3 decades due to these sweeping measures, but said the situation also provided room for new business opportunities as foreign companies leaving Russia would make space for others. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has appointed an advisory group on debt sustainability comprised of economic and financial experts. The members of the advisory group include former governor of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka, former chief economist with the World Bank, and former director of the International Monetary Fund Institute for Capacity Development. The members of the advisory group has already held discuss. Pardon me, please listen to it again. The members of the advisory group have already held discussions with the president on maintaining regular communication with the International Monetary Fund. The president formed the advisory group today to deal with the country's deepening financial crisis. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva initiates vaccination campaign against typhoid. Newly appointed Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Sharma Kuirwala takes oath of office and secrecy. Nepal Telecommunication Authority directs service providers to tighten sales and distribution of SIM and RIM cards, and G7 nations condemn Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.